Episode 454, December 2nd, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
We're back. We were off last week. Good to be back with you. And tonight we're celebrating the birthday of one Joe Robinson.
My father, I just saw this.
Okay.
My father tweets.
Your father's tweeting?
Can you look at the, can you read it?
Once again, happy birthday, son.
Now, tell me how I would ever find this. I'm not tagged in it.
He doesn't know how to do it. I don't even know who's
tweeting.
Yeah,
but I mean, now I feel like I'm it's like, oh, you don't care about my tweet? You know how hard it is to find just a one-sentence tweet?
How many tweets does he have?
Probably only, let's see.
Can we read them all?
Oh,
that's a, what? That's a woman.
He's got more than I thought. Oh, yeah. My God, man. So, yeah, he's got.
How many followers does Gramps have?
He's got 72 tweets.
All right.
He has, let's take a look. Sorry, apologies. Whoops. Apologies. He has, what am I doing wrong? Oh, wait.
You had it.
Oh, 48 followers.
Good for you, Gramps.
His last tweet, he tweeted, once again, happy birthday, son.
Because Robbie, you had a birthday since we last had the show. It was a happy birthday to you as well.
Yeah, Robbie had one on the 25th. Mine is exactly 1 week later. Okay. So his last tweet was over a year ago. And he tweeted out, once again, happy birthday, son. Which luckily I saw it. I don't know how I saw it.
So his last two tweets are birthday shout outs to you without tagging you?
No. This
a year
one,
apart?
This one just says wrong guy. I don't think he knows. Like, it's not in response to anything. He just tweeted out wrong guy. Obviously, he's talking to somebody, but then again, he says, once again, happy birthday, son. But again, I can't. I'm going to have to retweet it so people know my father loves me, right?
Cause he so Gramps has Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah.
Is he on TikTok?
Whenever Gramps,
on Snapchat?
Whenever Gramps does something pervy, we get somebody finds it from the murder mystery and puts it in what's, I guess, our group chat.
Yes.
And we've talked about her many times on here.
Walker Hayes, the woman you've met once.
Walker Hayes, I met her one time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the way, I mean, she's fine. I don't just don't know her, right?
Sure.
She knows my father way better than she knows me. But every time she posts anything, and she posts like provocative pictures,
yeah.
You know?
It's funny because the picture you're referring to, I saw it and I was about to like check to see if Gramps commented, and then I just did something else. And then right on cue, Eric sent us the screenshot.
Yeah, and the screenshot says,
I believe it's, my heart is beating so fast, call 911.
Yes. And that's not, you shouldn't say that. My father turns, what's he turn, Robbie, 78?
Yeah.
Yeah, turns 78.
Well, that's next week, right?
On the 16th.
Okay, 2 weeks. All right.
Right. So in 2 weeks, he'll turn 78. And when somebody's 78 says, my heart's beating fast, call 911, well, you should probably call. You can't.
No, he's going to be 77, Joe.
77. Sorry, did he correct me in chat?
He's just going to call and say it's Walker Hayes' photo. They're like, what?
I just did the math. That's all.
I got to apologize then to Dad because he's not going to like me aging him. This I don't like this birthday. It's 51.
Okay, well, isn't, 50's the one where you just you turn. It's another decade. That's 50, supposed yeah. to. But there's no joy. There's no party for 51.
I didn't love 50. But
okay,
I really
but at least it's a milestone.
As I inch closer to 60, I don't. I feel like I'm living a young man's life. I've said that a yes. million times. I do feel that way. It helps having a wife that's, you know, 29 years old, but she'll be 30 in 2 months.
See, I think the ones and the twos don't really matter. It's when you hit the 53, then you're closer to 55. And then the 6 and 7 doesn't matter. Then it's the 8, because then you can see 60.
No, you're right, man.
That's how I look at
it. You're right. I mean, I just feel like, you know, I was 40. I feel like it was just the other day.
Yeah. Well, like I said, my mom said when she turned 40, she said she felt the same way. Not physically necessarily, but just who she is as a person, the same at 70, whatever.
And she did at 40?
Yeah, in terms of once she hit 40, she just felt like, I felt like the same person since then.
Yeah.
Physically, a little different, but like, I haven't felt like suddenly I got older. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, maybe it's arrested development, who knows, but, you know, you and I both, we do lead young lives.
Yes.
We don't lead old lives. We still go out a lot.
Yeah.
We still laugh at the things that we laughed at when we were not, maybe not children, but, you know,
yes,
in our formative years or whatever.
Right. We haven't evolved much right, in terms no, of our right. sense of humor and
the
taste.
The things that are
things.
Being sent. Right. Yeah. What they think are funny is, you know, my father hitting on Walker Hayes. The
yes.
same thing I would have found funny, you know, however long ago.
Well, happy birthday. Did you, have you done anything? I mean, it's a Monday.
Katie made
you know,
me,
it's not the best days for a birthday.
Shrimp and vodka penne.
Ooh.
Penne pasta.
Yeah,
penne.
Sure.
So she made that and, you know, she got me a shirt. By the way, you
okay.
know what we did? We got our, we had a photo shoot for our doll.
Yes. I saw some of the photos.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar's looking grand.
Yeah. So here's what happened. We go down to the dog beach.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's no dogs down there because it's freezing and you want to have your dog go in the water. And the second thing is Oscar doesn't go in the water. So it's
so you're just there for the photos.
Just there for the photos, uh-huh. right. Jumps right in the water. He's in the water the whole time. The photo shoot is, there's no, you know what I
no
mean?
No dry shots?
No. There's not a dry shot of him.
So now you're going to do another session.
So now, here's the thing. I like the photos of him being wet. I like him.
Okay.
It makes him look like he's like some sort of active. He's
more
not,
of an outdoorsman.
But he's not. He doesn't move. But it misrepresents him. But
it'd be like taking a shot of you hunting. It's like this isn't really your camping.
Me, it's me standing.
Right.
Yeah. Something I would never do.
You listening. Well, I asked on Facebook any gift ideas. So I'll read some. An Orioles win, which I said, you know, that's. I mean, it's the off season and they're bad. It's a really hard ask.
Yeah.
Merle Rogers, super fan, laminated Ravens regular season stats page. I mean, that would be good to have for you, you know, during the pregame.
Well, I have a laminator and I have the stats. I can just thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Adam Sternberg, Lamar Jackson. I mean, what does that mean, though? Because we don't
sexually. I don't want to.
I think
not interested.
He's much better off being on the Ravens than.
Yes,
just
sitting
your
here.
Friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I already got friends.
Right.
I want him to
yeah.
be playing football.
I feel like, I mean, he seems like a nice guy, but I think his talents are suited exactly for what he's doing.
If you could have any celebrity friend. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
Ooh,
off.
Oh, that's a good question.
Who would you have?
I mean,
OJ,
David.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. No,
that's a neighbor.
Neighbor, come on.
Episode one.
Yes, David Koechner. Celebrity friend? Koechner is a good one, by the way. Because he knows enough big people to have some stories, and he gets recognized, and he
yeah,
pays
but he
for
is
everything.
Your friend, so you wouldn't
right.
wish that
no,
somebody's
not.
Already your friend.
But I feel pretty lucky in that regard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, who's going to you know just want to hang out with? I mean, Jack Black seems fun.
That's the other thing. It's like okay, if they're your friend, they're your friend. But you know, Lamar Jackson is the same age as my son.
Yeah.
I'm 51.
It's not. You're not.
What are we going to do? Ride around his Ferrari?
Right, yeah.
Like, listening to loud rap music?
And he's a shy guy. He's an introvert. I don't know if he's...
But I also don't love contemporary hip-hop and rap. I don't love it.
Of course not. Yeah.
I also don't like loud music, Katie will tell you. And I don't like driving fast. So what are we going to do? Right?
It's, he shouldn't be your celebrity friend.
But he would be cool.
Yeah. Charles Barkley would be fun.
Yeah, you're right. Charles Barkley would be a good to have.
Jim Amato, is he a celebrity?
Yeah, we're already friends.
Because
right.
he says hand soap for the most intimate of moments.
bought new soap. Thanks, though.
Can I work in a mini Gramp story here?
Sure.
Sure.
So Matt Colby just said it was impressive that Gramps got it to 77 with all that speeding. And I said, and working in Baltimore.
Yes.
And Gramps says, I saw the guy who I called ugly today. I told him I was going to kick his ass.
That's it.
Okay.
No context.
Joe Rogan would be cool to hang with on
he
the chat.
He would be.
That's strong.
By the way, if you call me ugly all the time,
yeah,
eventually I'm going to be like, dude, it's not funny anymore. You know, at this point, you keep calling me ugly. Now you're threatening to beat me up.
I mean, have you been called ugly since like school, grade school or something?
I don't even know that I've ever been called ugly.
Right. I'm not saying you were ugly.
No.
It's kind
I'm
of insult
saying,
that you
like,
hear
I,
you,
yeah,
when
I
you're
mean,
11.
Believe me, there's plenty of insults that have been thrown my way, right? But I don't. The big insult when you were young is to call somebody gay.
Yes,
that was the big. That was the big insult. And I've been called that many a time.
I remember. I think the meanest thing I said was this girl who had acne, and I said she looked like, you know, she's one of the visitors on V, because, you know, when they peel their face off.
You said that to her?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, my God. That's atrocious.
Really bad.
Does she look like Norv Turner?
Yeah. Chris Restivo says a Stephon Diggs jersey. I mean, he's a Maryland alum. It's not the worst jersey to get.
Yeah, but where am I going to wear? I can't wear another team's.
No, but in terms of jerseys, you could do a lot worse.
I couldn't be really walking around wearing a Vikings jersey, right?
Well, it is purple, the Ravens.
I understand.
And it is a Maryland. It's as close as you can get without pissing anybody off. I mean, it's the least.
Yeah, there'd be a reason for it, but people are like, why are you wearing a Vikings jersey?
Maryland.
Yeah.
Diggs.
I'm a big Stephon Diggs fan. Like, okay.
Matt Bonner, health for Aunt Mom. So
definitely. Thank you for that
one.
Yeah.
So, an extra large cutting board. Thank you, Chuck Regal.
Katie just bought an extra large cutting board. I'm not kidding. She just bought a cutting board.
And
meaning,
is it extra large?
Meaning we needed one. You follow what I'm saying?
I get it.
We
yes.
needed a cutting board. We didn't have one.
And Jason Lowe has the pictures of the wolf boxers that Katie says that you actually already own and wear.
Yeah, I've been given those about three times. Mm-hmm. And that's funny and all, and I throw it immediately in the garbage. Yeah.
All right, squatty potty. So the
one. That's one of the things you got to be careful about when, like, usually people just give me, they used to give me all Terp stuff, everything. Because, you know, it's like, what do we buy the guy? Right? So now, of course, it's all wolf stuff. That's all
right.
I get.
When I, there was a phase there where I never went to Ohio to visit my dad's family. We never just went. And then I guess he felt bad about that. So we started trying to go every year for like 6-7 years. And since they didn't know me that well, you know, I guess I was like 19 to 25 in that range. All they had to do was just buy me Ohio State anything. Because you're right there in Columbus.
That's all they'd buy you?
No, they would never buy me that.
They wouldn't?
And I'm like, well, it's so easy. Gloves, hat, shirt. You can't screw it up. Mug.
What'd they get you instead?
Oh, you know, just a scarf that's nothing to do with it. You know, some sweater I would never wear from Steinmarts.
A jacket like you're wearing with a t-shirt underneath.
Yes, this is a Katie got me this in her final days of Under Armour, her hookup.
Oh, really?
Me and Sean Gabbard have the same
that's
one.
That's funny. So
she recommended it.
We were actually talking about this. Okay, so it's a hooded jacket.
Zip up hoodie.
You say it's a hoodie. I would not consider that. I'm wearing a hoodie. I would consider that a hooded jacket. That's what I would consider that. I guess Katie will say what it is. But I used to wear jackets just like that with a t-shirt underneath. I used to love to wear it. Especially that black Adidas jacket. I used to wear it all the time. And Katie told me I'm not allowed to wear that anymore. What you're wearing right now, I'm not allowed to wear.
I think you're switching up that and this. I think it's too different. I think this is a traditional hoodie.
Hold on.
There's
Katie.
A pullover hoodie and a zip up hoodie.
So just so you'll know, I have a black jacket that zips up and has a hood on
it.
And I'm not allowed to wear it.
But
I
bought hoodies off Under Armour that had this exact style that were called a hoodie.
You got to tell the truth. Is this the same thing that you have a problem with that I wear?
What are you wearing underneath of it?
A t-shirt?
An undershirt?
Yes.
You would never wear that shirt by itself. So it's an undershirt.
Yes.
Right. I do have a problem with that.
Okay.
So she's saying you're wearing a jacket under your t-shirt. Normally you'd
shirt.
I'm not on her side because I loved wearing my Adidas jacket. I really did.
Right.
But it is the same thing. That's a jacket that you're wearing.
So yeah, I do have a problem with it. I have more of a problem when Joe does it. Mm-hmm. Because Joe wears...
Because I'm married to you?
Because Joe wears... most of the time wears track jackets with it.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know the track jacket.
I wear
you're
a black
about,
Adidas.
But this is not a track jacket.
Can I tell you something about my black Adidas jacket, which I loved?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's I don't even know where it is. I guarantee you somebody got it.
I think it got lost in the
somebody
well,
got
what,
it.
What am I supposed to wear underneath this?
A regular t-shirt, and then you don't zip it up.
Yeah,
unless it's cold.
What it
and
is
then
cold,
you, right? But then you zip it up, and then when you go inside, you unzip it. It's.
I wear exactly what you're wearing.
It's a seasoning, not an ingredient.
Okay.
Is the jacket.
When you go to the Under Armour website, this is how they're wearing it.
Now what?
Yeah, you guys look just like the Under Armour.
Well,
model.
Okay.
Well, why are they modeling it wrong then?
Well, let me ask you this. So, and I hear what you're saying.
No, the Under Armour models are wearing some type of a workout piece of workout clothing underneath of it, not
but
a
it's still
white
a it's
undershirt.
A one color. Shirt.
You can
t-shirt.
Wear a one color shirt underneath of it.
As long as it comes out white.
You would wear it regularly.
Right.
What
or
is
if
that
you're
underneath?
Working out, if you're going to work out and you're wearing a shirt and it's plain, are you wearing mm-hmm. glasses?
Yes.
Okay.
I almost picked them up thinking they were mine.
You guys look very similar right now.
Yes. These
except
are
for I'm not allowed
reading
to wear
glasses.
What he's wearing. That's yes. the difference. I'm not allowed to wear
so,
them.
So.
But it's incredibly comfortable what you're wearing.
Oh, no. I've been wearing this basically in the fall and winter, a hoodie over here, I bet 90% of the time.
Dude.
A hoodie zipped up with a t-shirt.
That's what
on
I wish I was wearing right now.
Yes. Yeah. Very comfortable.
I wish
no
I was wearing
No one said
that.
You're not allowed to wear it.
Well, I can't because yeah. it's my jacket's missing. My Adidas jacket
well,
doesn't exist
Joe
anymore.
Said he, you did say he's not allowed to wear it, I believe.
You know what my thing that I don't like that Katie does? Whenever she has a fake mustache, I don't fucking like it.
What?
Okay. He's talking about like if I have a filter
you
or
have
if
a filter
I have
where girls have mustaches and or she's drinking out of a straw yeah. has a mustache. That's what I don't like.
Yeah, well, those are the similar. Okay.
It's very similar to me wearing a jacket with a t-shirt underneath.
Next week, I'm going to wear a friggin' Argyle sweater underneath.
Oh, you understand what I'm saying, right?
No, no, I understand
no,
what you're saying.
I do. I do.
It's not a shirt. It's a jacket.
No, no, I hear what you're saying,
right.
Yes.
No, I do.
Or you could just throw a hoodie on top, like what Joe's wearing. You just throw a hoodie on it, and boom, you're done.
So right. So you're wearing a hoodie underneath of that? A double
hood?
No, no,
she's saying...
If
no, not a zip up,
right,
a pullover.
If you're gonna wear an undershirt.
Right.
You can just throw a hoodie on top right. of it and nobody would know.
I'm going to wear a polo shirt underneath this.
Yeah.
And zip it up.
Wear a tuxedo underneath
yes,
it.
I would wear at a tie.
There was an important topic.
I'm not going to change how I wear this, by the way.
I need to ask Katie something. Have you guys decorated your Christmas tree yet?
Yeah. Tree's up.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And what
and
color?
Color scheme?
Rose gold.
The same as every
yep.
year.
Went rose right. gold.
Rose gold.
Can we talk about the Restivo birthday party?
Yeah, let's do that over after the break.
All right, come back with breaking Restivo birthday party news. Rob and Joe show wearing hoodies wrong. Be right back.
Hi, this is Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show, and I'm here to tell you about the most hysterical, amazing, and festive show I've ever had the privilege to be a part of. It's called A Merry Murder Mystery, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the guys who brought you The Newly Dead Game and Sing for Your Life. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. There's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Two shows December 21st at McGoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
I've interviewed Judge Judy. Let's be serious. I mean, I've gone to the mountaintop.
There's only one ringmaster here. That's me.
She's here, famous Judy. Judy Garland, Judy Davis.
Who the fuck's that?
I don't know.
Judy Garland's got to be bigger than Judge Judy.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
You don't have a lot of Judys these days.
Judy Tenuta was married to Emo Phillips. Did you know that?
I did not know mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm.
You pathetic, insensitive, unappreciative, callous, self-absorbed earth-dweller!
Hello? I feel like Frank and Robbie would... I don't know how much they've hung out, but I feel like they would get along.
Hello?
I don't know what would lead you to believe that.
The NRA hat?
My grandmother was on Weight Watchers.
Okay.
And she gave us Weight Watchers bread pudding.
So Utah, if you can make it here, you can make it here.
When I was a kid, I used to play Atari. It was a stick... with one button.
Yeah.
And I was fucking amazing.
And you love forgot. We have an 82-year-old on his very first flight
give him a round of applause. We all clap. He goes, the pilot appreciates
it. Carmine Ragusa was his name, and he was supposed to be like kind of like a badass, but he could also sing and dance. So every once in a while.
So he's like Tommy Simbazo.
You know I'd go from rags to riches.
Joe's children rank below Five Guys.
That's not true, although I do love Five
Who's
Guys.
Who's the sexiest person we know? Robbie's black friend, Phil.
Justin
Schlegel. Honestly, Dave Wilkerson's a little bit sexy.
All right, Mac Bergson, sexiest man alive, 2020.
What did you do that so you...
I told them how you washed your dick in the sink.
There are two things there real quick. First of all, I mentioned Judy Garland.
Right.
When I did my fantasy football segment, Paul Charchian is from Minnesota. And I said, who's on the Mount Rushmore of non-athletes, Minnesotan celebrities?
Okay.
And I came up with Prince, clearly.
Clearly.
Judy Garland.
Yeah, strong.
F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Okay.
Bob Dylan.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came up because last week I asked if people love Lizzo there because she's from Minnesota and she mentions the Vikings and... That's
is she gonna? Is she a candidate to break through?
Not yet. Not of those four, right? I mean, one guy wrote The Great Gatsby. Right?
Which state has the greatest Mount Rushmore of non?
God, I mean, you could go on forever.
Anyway, so Restivo had a birthday party at.
Well, let's frame this if we could. Chris Restivo is a friend of ours.
Yep.
Who is an aspiring comic, aspiring clothing designer.
FivePlateOfClothing.com,
aspiring graphic artist.
Yes.
Impressionist.
Yeah.
And he doesn't drive.
No.
And he doesn't work.
No. Well, he says he works.
Oh, he's working?
Yeah.
But he spends all his time at a strip club called the Millstream.
Yep.
It's a roll of the best.
Topless only.
Oh, really?
Yep.
No, you can't see Vag.
No, so
sorry, man.
He invited us to his
party. I know
how
much you love Vag.
Yeah, and it's interesting because in our text, half of us are like joking about going, and the other half, meaning me and Eric, are actually planning on going. Like we were always going to go, and like Tommy and you guys and Justin and are like. You're really not going, are you? And Eric like, no, we're not being funny. We are literally going.
Well, I couldn't go. I was on my staycation. Sure. Yeah, but...
So, I guess Justin never thought we were going. And then
Justin Schlegel,
yeah. Yes. So, I talked to Eric that night.
And he goes, Eric Woodworth.
He goes, you're going. People, you're right. You're right. He goes, you're going, right? I go, yeah, I'm going. He goes, okay. What time are you getting there? Week sort of nine-ish, whatever. And... He goes, well, I'm on my...
Were you worried that you were going to get there and it was just going to be you and Chris?
I knew Eric would be there.
Okay. Yes.
But I wanted to get there around the same time.
Gotcha.
So I literally just pulled up and Eric texts me. He goes, yeah, Chris just called me to make sure that you're going to be there. And he goes, it bothers me that he likes you more than me.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because Eric, he calls Eric. First of all, he doesn't have my phone number. He Facebook calls me and I never answer. But he literally will call Eric, and Eric will answer, and they'll talk.
Talked,
and he's called you, and you've talked.
Matter of fact, he just called our friend Phil,
exactly.
Former landlord Phil, yes. and he said against his better judgment he picked up.
So I walk into this place. There's no cover, which I was happy about. You just walk in.
Oh, yeah. It could have been outrageous. Right?
Yeah. So the girls were better looking than I thought. I got to give her credit. It was. I thought I gave it a compliment when I said it was a dive bar strip club, which to me isn't a bad thing.
Oh, they didn't like that?
Well, Chris, no, this is really top end. Okay, let's relax. Well, I'm actually being complimentary.
But it's not top end.
Because I like a dive bar, so that's not a negative.
Right, and top end, you're gonna see their rear end.
Right, and it's 40 bucks to get in. I don't want that. So I'm not insulting it, Chris.
Right.
But I walk in, I see he has a table. And
how's it going?
There's some birthday, celebration, little knickknacks. Who do you think is there at this point?
I guess you and Chris. I mean, I'm sorry, you, Chris, and Eric.
Nope. Chris and his father.
No, that's it.
That's it.
When you walk in.
Yes.
You beat Eric there?
I did.
So it was just you, Chris, and
yes.
His dad. Okay.
And he is he's ecstatic that I've made it. And his dad is happy. His dad says, oh, I love when you shit on Chris on the show.
How he does? He's a fan.
Yes, he's
all
a
right.
fan.
All right, cool.
So we
hello, shout out, Mr. Restivo.
Yes, very nice man. Chris is wearing this obnoxious like pimp shirt that you would never wear under
Under a
hoodie.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Please.
But he keeps introducing me as, like, from the Robin Joe Show.
Which nobody fucking
right. And, like, I don't want to shit on our podcast.
But you also...
I have real credits.
Right.
Like, I have actual interesting things
right.
you could say.
No, our podcast is... I'm very happy with the success of our podcast.
And shout out, 2 weeks ago was a great episode. Everybody was really complimentary.
Yes,
so thank
yes.
you.
But we do have things that are more consumed than this podcast.
And are more just...
prestigious, right.
To the
right.
stranger's ear, going to be more...
Yes.
More prestigious.
If yeah. you say, oh, these guys have a podcast, they'd be like, well, who fuck cares? Everybody has
exactly.
a podcast, right?
Right. Like, I've been on TV. Like,
yeah,
okay.
right, right.
But you're... The rave, it doesn't... But I'm like, okay. And, of course, they don't give a shit. But, of course, they're strippers. They're going to be nice. How would they not
but
be?
But
nice?
I would... If it were me, I couldn't let that stand. I'd be like, nobody gives a shit. Don't forget I...
Right.
I would try to distance myself from him saying, these guys are from a show you've never heard
right.
of.
Right. I didn't care. I just kept saying it's his 13th birthday.
Right, right.
And a lot of the girls didn't know it was his birthday. Like, I don't think anyone knew. And obviously they saw the birthday stuff, but they weren't like...
What do you mean the birthday stuff?
Was like decorations.
Yeah. Oh,
little hats and stuff.
Oh, there were some.
I don't know.
Okay.
He probably his dad. I don't know.
I got you. Okay.
So then Eric shows up. And we're just, you know, having a good time. We text some photos.
Are you guys drunk?
We're having a few drinks.
Right.
We text some pictures around. Next thing, Justin shows up.
Yeah, yeah.
He leaves his work. He's doing the horseshoe. And he says, screw it. I'm going to the Restivo birthday party.
I mean, that's
And now
pretty,
it's a great time.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good birthday for Chris.
It was.
You,
it was
Eric, and Justin.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, there's some... I mean, he probably... He should be proud that that's who was at his birthday
party.
Oh,
he was very proud, and he was very happy we were there.
What were the dancers saying?
They kept coming over, and I felt like this was the first time he had money to tip, because I think his dad gave him some money.
Okay.
So he was giving a couple ones. Well, then I have to give a couple ones.
Right.
And then
how
Eric
much money
does.
Did you bring with you?
I brought $40 in cash, and then I got them all ones, and then I spent like 30 just tipping, and then...
Right.
Bought drinks. And
did you get a lap dance?
I didn't get a lap dance.
Have you ever had a lap dance?
I have. In Vegas, I got suckered into a lap dance, and then the song ended, and then another song came on, and she just kept dancing.
And then you owed her another $20.
Another
yeah.
$30. Yeah,
so I've...
But that was 20 years ago.
I've never had a lap dance.
It's not... I'm uncomfortable.
But when strippers are around trying to bilk me for money, I'm
right.
not comfortable. I'm not comfortable saying, no, I don't want to give you this dollar. I'm just not. They're like, hey, can I grind on you for $20? I'm like, I literally feel like I'm listen, I brought this amount of money to spend. If you'll not talk to me, I'll just give it to you at the end of the
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
You know, I'll look at your tits.
Of course.
And then at the end of the night, I'll hand you this money and I'll walk out. Let's make that
Joe
arrangement.
Is a fucking loser.
I said no to one girl. And I guess the way I said it, I just expected her to just... move on, and she like called me on it, so it got really awkward.
What'd she say?
I believe I said something like, oh no, I'm good, thanks. And she goes, yeah, but I was dancing. I'm like, do you not, does no one ever say no? Because I guess I'd given to everybody else, and I wasn't
right.
that I didn't find her, it wasn't that she was less attractive, it was just
right.
you got to put your foot down, enough is enough,
right?
And I expected her just to like move on, because I'm sure that happens all the time. But she didn't, and it was like, are we really, is this happening?
So where did it end?
And then I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I just, you know, wasn't, I'm running out or something. I was like, why are we having this? This should never happen, right? It should just be etiquette that if I say no, she
well,
just moves on.
Well, what they should do, listen, mm-hmm. there's, I guarantee you, they know how to get money out of people.
Yes.
And that's probably how they get money.
And then the next time she came around, I did give her money. So yeah, it worked.
So it worked, yeah.
Of course.
Like, what, are you going to be a dick?
No, but yeah. then... So, of course, we get into the hypotheticals with Chris.
Did you say, thanks for showing me your tits?
I
Here's
did
$1.
Say, thank you.
Here's $1.
Yes. Yeah. One is better than
Are
the
you
other.
Like, you know how hard these are to normally see?
So, we get into the hypothetical. By the way, he is a huge Vikings fan, but he would prefer Lamar Jackson over Kirk Cousins. So
he would.
But not Aaron Rodgers, because he hates Aaron Rodgers, because he's
okay.
the Packers. So,
mm-hmm.
Which is no one else in the world would say that. But then we get into the gay hypotheticals, which we love to do with
he's
Chris.
A homophobe.
Yeah, so
yes.
I say to him, you're going to be in our murder mystery, Chris. Your character is a gay man. You're not going to do anything gay. You don't have a boyfriend. You don't even allude to it. You're just
But at some point you are identified, you're introduced as a gay
exactly.
man.
Exactly. He says no. I said, "Okay. You're in our murder mystery. You're a straight man who murders children." He goes, yes.
Man.
Okay. So it was just doing that all night. And, of course, it's just, you know, she's a woman, but she identifies as a man, but nothing about her is a man. She's a 10. No. You know, and just.
Yeah.
Right.
You're saying, if I'm right, you said she's a female. She's hot.
100%.
She gorgeous. Identifies as a gay man.
Yes.
So she is feminine?
Yes.
But she looks feminine.
Yes. Acts feminine.
She other than acts saying feminine, that. Yes. Other than saying that. And yes. She's also willing to have sex with Chris.
Yes. Yeah.
And he said, no, nope. I can't. No. Too gay. Man.
Yeah. But we had a great time. It's funny because I said, because we had a rehearsal over here the next day or 2 days later, and I said, I think that was like to Justin. I said, that was probably one of the best nights of his life. And Justin goes, you know what? It was one of the best nights of my year. I had a great time. So
yeah, I'm a little jealous. Yeah. We were actually, Katie and I were in Washington.
Well, you had a good excuse.
Yeah, we went to on a staycation, and I don't have a lot of stories. We went to a Caps game. We had some great moves. Two things I want to talk about.
Seats look like?
Yeah, well, no. We walked down to take those pictures. Gotcha. But we did have good seats, yeah, but those seats are right by the ice. Sure. So the first thing is, when you go to the Museum of Natural History.
I haven't been in 30 years. I used to love it, though.
I probably remember Robbie used to say he used to go to art museums all the time. Anyway, but the last time I went, Robbie, what do you think the highlight, in your opinion, of the Natural History Museum is? What's the highlight?
I don't know, the Hope Diamond.
No, actually, that's funny you say that, because our mom, this is how long ago it was, she was alive. She died in 1983.
Uh-huh.
The Hope Diamond was at the Museum of Natural History. She's like, oh, we got to see the Hope Diamond. Well, I'm a little kid, right?
Yeah.
We go there. It's about the size of a quarter. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Right? I'm like, I'm expecting it to be
massive.
The size of a basketball.
Yeah,
right?
No, at least a softball.
Not impressed at all.
I remember the blue whale.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's gone. They have another fucking whale there.
No.
Katie will remember the name of it. I was so pissed off at it that... It's literally like a third the size of the blue whale.
That's not a, no.
What the fuck? Why would they do that?
Once you have the blue whale, you got to have it for life.
It's the biggest mammal in history. So just fucking leave it.
And it's
up
life
there.
Size, right?
It's the size of the regular whale.
Yeah.
I was so fucking pissed when I saw that thing was gone and they got some other fucking shit whale there now.
Bullshit.
It is.
Yeah.
So that's a shit whale.
Well, hold on. Let me tell you this other story.
Okay.
So. I went to see a play.
Mount Rushmore of whales.
I went to say, well, blue is definitely.
Killer.
Blue, killer, humpback.
Yeah.
Beluga? I don't know. Anyway. So, blue definitely, though. That's fucking definitely.
Killer. Yeah.
So.
You went far down on that last one, Joe.
Well, how many beluga? Whales can you name?
Yeah, sperm.
Well, sperm whale.
Ah, yeah.
But beluga's like the size of a dolphin or something.
Yeah, it is, but they're bad. They're white.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, and they're smart, too.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's a whale. Doesn't matter.
You're describing a dog.
Yeah, yes. Oscar is my fourth favorite whale. All right, so.
What kind of whale was Moby Dick? He's on the Mount Rushmore.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
So, he's a white whale.
There you go.
Man, I don't think that's a whale. I just think that was the color of whatever.
This took a weird turn.
Whale it was, whatever.
Whale talk.
This is whale talk on the Robin Joe Show. All right. So, we go to see this play with my friend Todd, and we've spoken about him many times, the great Todd Leatherberry, and he's in this play called No Exit. This play is 2 hours long.
Intermission?
There's an intermission.
Thank God.
Matter of fact, that's when I knew I was fucked, because... I'm like, God, this thing is long. And then they had an intermission.
Yeah.
Then I had an entire another half. And I remember when I first got in there, about 15 minutes in, I'm like, wow, I'm digging this.
What's it about?
Well, it's a metaphor for hell.
Right.
There's only four people in the whole play.
It's a lot to carry for Todd.
One guy's what do you call him? A concierge of sorts,
all right,
for this room that they're in for all eternity or whatever. You can't get out of it.
Okay.
There's two girls and a guy. The guy is Todd. Todd has about 60% of the lines, and it's a fucking 2 hour play. So it was pretty impressive.
Did you have to pay? This is a.
I did pay. I don't remember what I paid.
So he's probably making the money then.
He is making money for it. I doubt that it's, you know, unbelievable. But anyway, so. I buy the tickets ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Black Box Theater in Silver Spring.
Did you tell them you know Michael Chamberlain?
I told them I knew Michael Chamberlain. They ushered me right in. You mean the director of Washing Machine?
The magician?
Yes. So they know him for his licking the top of a ketchup bottle.
Right.
And his complex bun. Sorry. Anyway, so I go in.
By the way, you made me say Eric Woodworth, not Eric. And he just gave like 12 deep cuts about Michael Jackson.
Well, I want them to know who they are, right? I want them to know who we're talking about. All anyway, right. So I bought the tickets ahead of time online. Mm-hmm. I have them printed out. I possess them.
Okay.
You go in there. There's a box office there. I walk by the box office because I don't need to go there. I have tickets.
Sure.
I walk in. There's a lady standing there. She goes, where are you going? I said, oh, I already have my ticket. She goes, well, you still have to go to the box office. I said, oh, okay. I didn't know. She goes, well, yeah, because they have to know that you've... I go, okay, I'll go. They go, yeah, it's just right there as soon as you go in. I go, lady, you've already said this three times. I know what to do now.
Right.
Do you understand that I have the tickets, so I just didn't know? I'm not trying to beat you out anything.
Right.
That's the fucking director of the play. That's who I was yelling at.
Did you meet her afterwards when Todd
introduced
her?
Well, first of all, there was 28 people in the room. Mm. So I wasn't hard to notice.
What does it seat?
It seats, I think they said it seats like maybe 130.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's rough.
Tiny little play. 28 are in there.
Mm.
And because I counted, because, you know, you want there to be a crowd for him, right?
Saturday night, 28.
I'm in there. And does she notice me? Yes. So, of course.
Of course.
Afterwards, you know, Todd's like, hey, I want you to meet my friend Joe. Like, hey, nice to meet you or whatever. It was really awkward. By the way, she was wrong.
Yeah.
Just, okay, fine. Quit chastising me. You know what I mean? If you want people to come to your play, be nice. By the way, I've already spent money to come here. I've already paid.
Well, if you're... If the numbers are that bad, you don't want anybody getting in free, Joe.
Well, I get that, but clearly nobody's sneaking into No Exit starring Todd Leatherberry, right? I've obviously been...
Really? Who's paying to go to that?
Well, I get
friends?
That, I get yeah. that they want mm-hmm. to they want the everybody to be accounted for. Okay.
Of course.
But she should have said, oh, hey, I know you've already bought tickets, but you have to... Do you mind checking in? Thanks. I appreciate it. I'd be like, oh, yeah, no problem.
But you didn't find out until after that that was the director, correct?
No, I didn't. I didn't
So know. Would it have tainted your experience if you knew... If you found out before?
What do you mean?
Would you have been less likely to enjoy the play?
No. I knew.
If you, I don't know if you did enjoy it.
No, I knew. I did know before the play started because her picture's in the fucking program, right? Now it's a better picture than what she real life, right? But either way, I knew it was her. I'm like, I fucked up again, man.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about my shows with a writer from SNL, Rob and Joe Show. Be right back. You know, Joe, you and I, we love football. You work in a football capacity.
I work for an NFL. I actually work for a radio station, but.
Yeah, it's close enough. Right. The Ravens. But look, at the end of a hard week, you sit down, it's Sunday, you relax, and you watch some football. And now you can do more than just watch. I mean, we used to go to Vegas, and the main reason to go to Vegas was not to play craps or blackjack. We wanted to gamble on sporting events.
I've been there three times purposely at the first week of Midnight Madness so you can bet on as many games
March
as you possibly
Madness.
What I say?
Midnight Madness.
That too.
That's when they tip
off. Yeah, I know what you're
season.
Saying. You know
yes.
what I meant.
I know
right? March Madness, right.
And we did that for your bachelor party at Atlantic City in March. Well, now you don't have to do that. You don't have to leave your house. Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives, running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing else like the NFL. And there's no better way to make the game even more exciting than to bet on them, Joe Robinson.
That's right. Do the smart thing and go to MyBookie. It's with an IE, MyBookie.ag. Nobody gives you more ways to win than they do. MyBookie has the fastest payouts and better lines than any other sports book. That's one thing I remember back when online poker used to be legal.
Right.
The payout was what was, when am I going to get
right.
my money? Because they hold on to it. These guys... Fastest payouts.
Yeah, they're the best in the business. Again, it's just as important whether you're going to get paid as what you're betting on. And mybookie.ag is the best. It's where I play. It's where Joe plays.
Do you ever bet the parlays?
I love the parlay because a parlay is a way to bet a little and win a lot. You can bet like 3-4 games. You win them all. You get more than 4 times your money.
Yeah, if you feel confident, you play in another pool locally where you have to pick X number of teams or
exactly.
whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, how many times have you picked them all correct?
Not so far. No, one guy's picked 4 out of 4 2 weeks in a row, and we're mad at that guy. But if you did a parlay with mybookie.ag, he would be crushing it. We have a promo code, very important promo code, Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. That's promo code Robbie with a Y, as in you play, you win, you get paid. you know, you want to bet on sports, but you don't want to go to some shady guy or you don't want to go to some casino, sit right there in your living room, mybookie.ag, completely legit. You go on, you type in the promo code ROBBY, they will double your first deposit. Visit mybookie.ag today.
And if you're going to bet, use this. You're helping out the Rob and Joe Show. And if you use the promo code ROBBY.
Mm-hmm.
Not, do you know anybody else who spells their name with a Y other than Robbie?
Nope, just Robbie. R. Robbie.
All right. Use that promo code. That attaches back to this show. And if you want to help support us, if you're not a patron, you should definitely be using mybookie.ag. And if you're going to gamble at all, why would you use another site instead of the one that's helping us?
You'd be stupid. It's also the best site. It's win-win. Don't pick the Redskins.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Some cool shows this past week. Had a Thanksgiving Eve, which is now a tradition at the Rams Head in Annapolis with Danny Ruye headlining. Did an awesome job. And buddy Jim Bryan from Pennsylvania. They both, these two, it was a great crowd. It was a really good show. But these two talked about the shepherd's pie like it was the greatest thing they've ever had in their life.
The shepherd's pie?
That they serve at the Rams Head in Annapolis. I mean, I guess these two, they don't eat much food that they like or something.
Irish
wives,
food. And,
but they went crazy.
And British food, that's the worst food, right? Jewish food probably is the worst.
I don't know, but shepherd's pie is delicious.
No, shepherd's pie is good, but if you look at all the fucking shit that they have,
yes.
Haggis and all that crap, that's all shit. Right. German food is pretty bad, but they do have all the sausages and stuff
true.
Like that.
But so get the shepherd's pie.
Oh, and the schnitzel's awesome, too. By the way, the pretzel's German, too. And the
who doesn't love the pretzel?
Okay, so sorry, Germans, I'm wrong.
Yeah, we don't want to upset them. So that was a great show. Thank you, Danny, Jim, the Rams said. So this weekend, this past weekend, Friday and Saturday, I was at the DC Improv Lounge with Sam J. She's this black lesbian who's a writer on SNL. And she did a couple things that I appreciated. She said some things that I think most people believe, but because she says it, you have to disagree with her. You have to articulate it why she's wrong. You can't just say, "Well, you have white privilege or you're racist."
Oh, I got you. She's saying something that you believe to be true, but becoming from that, if that's your sounding board, it has more credence because it doesn't come from a perspective of entitlement or privilege,
right? And I'm not saying that she's just because she is this does mean she's right about these. It means if you disagree, you have to articulate why she's wrong.
Give me an example.
I don't think trans kids are a thing. I think that's the parents wanting the status. If you're a little girl and your girl says she feels like a boy, well then say, okay, go play with balls and trucks and cars. Well, do nothing. Doesn't mean anything. Because sometimes kids say they feel like they're a train too. But if you want to say you have a trans kid, that's you as a parent trying to say something. That says something about you as the parent, not about the kid.
Yep. I'm not going to elaborate because we'll rabbit hole, but she's 100% correct.
But and I think most people actually think that, too.
Well, not most. You're like, you're like the 92nd percentile, right?
Right.
That think that.
But the 8%
are
that
vocal.
And at one point, there was a crowd that just, I guess, wasn't feeling it, and she just yelled at them. She's like, what are you like? If there's video of this, I'm going to get in trouble. You're the one in the dark room. No one's going to see you laughing.
Yeah.
What are you so uptight about?
Yeah,
right?
She's right again.
Right. So she had a lot of things about like climate changes. And again, I'm not even saying that she's right about anything. I'm just saying I think it's important that if you do disagree, you have to be able to articulate it. You can't take the shortcut. Well, you're just being a racist.
No, you're absolutely right. It's almost like, and it's so funny because I talk about J.L. Covan and I go back and forth a little bit. My voice should be the same as everybody's. Yours shouldn't have more credence because of where you come from. Just like what we do now is we view things historically about how people were treated at the time, and that's the only way that we now house these different things, right?
Right.
Like that piece of art, yes, but it happened during the suppression of this race or this gender or whatever. Sorry. Okay, yes, I get that, but you know, you can still read a great Shakespearean,
of course.
You know, play and know that there was slavery at the time and you know, again, it's almost like, you know, what we do with hell, you know, Edgar Allan Poe who married his, you know, adolescent cousin or, you know, maybe even Michael Jackson nowadays, right?
Right.
we have to say what's the value of this art?
Yeah.
And then you say, all right, well, these other things were despicable. But you don't even only view at it. You wouldn't only view Michael Jackson's music as what a pedophile sounds like.
Of course not. Right. And then she said, you'll like this. She was shitting on the WNBA, Joe.
Good. Yes. I hate the WNBA.
She's saying, look, we say that we want all this, and then the NBA gives it as charity. And then can any of you ladies know? Do you know any NBA player, WNBA players? Can you name them?
You know, team other than Mystics? You don't, right?
Like, one guy yelled Mystic because she goes, okay, whatever. Did you go to any games? She's like,
yeah, no, right. I say that all the time, but you're absolutely right. And it's true because the WNBA is I remember when the WNBA came out, and I got into an argument with my friend Dean's wife. Mm-hmm. I said, well, this won't sustain because men, it's not an exciting sport, so it's not going to be consumed by men. So it needs to be consumed by women,
right,
to build this, and they don't like sports. Now, obviously, that's a huge generalization. Mm-hmm. But if you say, hey, who's going to have season tickets to a sports team, there's going to be a larger percentage of men than women. You can't argue that. That's a fact. That is the case. So if men aren't going to consume it, and it's almost like, you know, I got into that. You know, you go to our bonus show, if you listen to the bonus show, I got into an actual trouble by saying that sport isn't exciting, which, by the way, you know, it's not.
So she...
You know, exciting dunks.
Right. Yeah, she mentions that.
Dunks
now,
are
by
exciting.
By the way, she had plenty of things that that would be considered very progressive and left-wing views, which are fine, too. It's just, but the point is all this, is that she's a normal person that has views of varying fucking sides of things,
right?
Which I liked, but she talked about like trans women. Should there be rules? What if it used to be a man, now it's a woman, but she beats up this woman? I mean, what if her hand can like cover your face? Can she just cave a girl's skull in? There's got to be rules. And she had all this shit about climate thing. When is there a date? When we're gonna die? I need a date. And I don't know. I liked her. She had this whole thing at the end about feminism and about how like, you know, if you want to pee standing up, I did it. And she gets all graphic. I just spread my pussy lips apart and I fucking sprayed pee. And she goes, like, there's women in here right now that preach feminism that when they pee, it slips out. There's pee in your shoe right now. And you want equal rights? So I like that I gave her a line and she didn't like it because I said.
You like that she didn't like it?
Because of the reason she didn't like it. I said, equal spray for equal pay or something to that effect. She goes, yeah, but I don't want to make it cute. I don't want to let them off the hook. I want my point to like not try to be silly and I said, you know what? I get what you're saying.
I get that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not like that.
No, and neither am I. Yeah. And I'm always doing silly.
And I always
like that.
Say that. I go, right. Whenever you start thinking you have something to say, you can go fuck right off. Right. And I've said that a million times. And I've done comedy with people. Matter of fact, the person I've done comedy with the most within the entire world definitely tries to have something to say from stage. I'm not going to say his name, but you know who it is, right? So, but the truth is,
everybody listening knows his name.
But the truth is that your job is not to. You want to do that? That's great,
right?
Maybe comics have changed the world. Maybe they have. I don't want to be Lenny Bruce.
You got to be who you are.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to be. I want people to make people laugh.
But she's got she's shooting a Netflix special in February. But she writes for SNL. So we talked a little bit about that.
What sketches has she written?
I didn't
the
get
church
in,
lady.
I didn't get into all that. But she talks about how it is, competitive. Like Eddie Murphy is looming, and so none of them are the writers are not like talking about their ideas because they don't want anybody to, you know. They all want Eddie Murphy to get an Eddie Murphy sketch in.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And they're afraid people are going to be.
Well, they don't want to brainstorm with the writers on the show, and then you know. So it's like.
Does she think she has a sketch that Eddie Murphy is going to like?
I believe she does, because she says like she loved the kid from One Direction. What's his name? Harry Styles.
Right.
But she goes, you can't. Like the kind of sketches I want to write, I can't give to him because he's got a whole team and a brand. And
right,
he can't
right.
Anything
right.
controversial or Eddie Murphy? There's more area for that.
Did she give you her ideas for Eddie Murphy?
No, she didn't. I mean, I got the vibe that she's very protective of that stuff, which I understand.
Yeah,
yeah. But she said that she had to get used to when she pitched the sketch to the actors because they're all like coming from an improv background. And they start acting it out. She goes, "This is you're making it all corny and silly." because she's a stand-up, and she goes, well, that's how they communicate, so I have to get, to make them understand it, I have to kind of get corny and silly back with them so they can speak their language, because she noticed that other writers would do that with them, and they, their sketches would get made. So it was just trying to communicate, a stand-up trying to communicate with an improv person, which I never considered as like something that would be possibly an issue.
When you had that one girl in the murder mystery and all she kept saying was, oh, I thought we were doing improv. We were actually having a regular conversation. You don't remember that?
Which
we were
one?
In Virginia Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were literally having a...
Not Kristen, who we've had several times.
No, Kristen's awesome. Yeah. No, this other girl, I can't remember her name, but not that we'd say it anyway. Right. But yeah, we were having a conversation in the green room, and then right at the end she goes, oh, I thought we were improvising. I'm like, no.
No, we don't.
We were talking about what we were going to order to eat and chicken fingers.
So shout out to Sam J. Good times. Good shows. Sold out. It was fun. She was cool. Big fan. All right. I guess we're pretty much done. Are we wrapping this thing up? Happy new month. It's December. Happy birthday again to you, Joe.
Thanks, bro. Sorry, I'm just taking a little. You can take this out.
I guess we should break down some Thanksgiving. You know, we'll do that next show. Get down and break down our wonderful Thanksgivings. And a little cliffhanger for you. Rob and Joshua, see you next week.
All right, later.
Is that good, Robbie?
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.